Chris Bosh going to join us for a couple of minutes here.
How has it been playing with LeBron? I mean, you're a great player in your own right. You're an all-star. But how has it been when you're playing with a guy that has that mystique like Jordan? You know, I played in the era with Michael Jordan, so I knew what it was when I walked in an arena and we were playing Chicago Bulls. Now, you're traveling with him, and you see the entourage that follows him, and you watch him play. Do you ever sit down on the court and just say, this is amazing what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, really when he really starts to when he starts going, I mean, that's when it really – I mean, just kind of a – just like you say, the mystique and the presence that he has and the reaction that he gets from people. And, you know, we watch it from time to time, and he does amazing things, and we see it all the time in practice. So it's like, oh, okay, cool. But when everybody else is like, oh, whoa, it's like, man, it was pretty – it was nice. But it's – you know, we know that we're at a special moment in our lives that we're going to look back and, you know, talk about the good old days. So I just try to, you know, live it up to the fullest and just – enjoy playing ball with these guys.
Now to the nitty-gritty. What are the Miami Heat going to have to do to repeat as Eastern Conference champions and get back to the NBA Finals and defend that championship?
Well, I mean, of course, we're going to have to play together, improve our defense, keep improving our defense, keep improving our rebound. And I think the offense is right where it's supposed to be. We just have to keep getting better. We're going to have to start competing better with the Chicagos and the Indianas, of course.
Yeah, we had Paul George here, and they've kind of given you guys a tough road.
Yeah, they've thumped us twice pretty good. And
the Knicks have thumped you guys.
Yeah, and the Knicks too. I can't forget about the Knicks. You know, it's shaping up to be a very, very tough road back to where we need to get to. But we just have to, you know, take it one game at a time, of course, and you know, just really focus and try to formulate a game plan against those guys. And, you know, we have to beat them in the regular season because you don't want them being that confident when we see them in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a difficult road, but now it's a road that you know you guys can go through. You did it last year, obviously, in getting your first ring. How much does that experience help you guys, and how much is that confidence knowing you can do it changed how you've been playing this year?
I think it helps us when things seem like they're getting bad. That's when I think the experience really kicks in, and we know that it's like, okay, let's just calm down. Let's figure out a way instead of, you know, finger pointing or, you know, kind of, you know, just getting rattled in the brain. We just stick together, and that's the most important part. So, you know, we know that things will always get tough sometimes, and that's a part of the job. But getting to where – winning it last year, being there – knowing that gives us confidence that if we stick together, if we work together and figure it out, we'll have a chance.